electric impulse which normally would enter the sight department of the brain, they may be diverted to the hearing or the sound department, causing weird and unusual noises. Yo! By the same token, these may be diverted by the same which into the token the electric impulses
discs
impulses on the auditory nerves
lost discs
which normally by the same token would reach normally the hearing department of the sight department of the brain. These may be diverted into the sight department
sits on
the sound department
radio
the sight department the sound department into the sight department the sound department the sight department the sound department into the sight department the sound department the sight department the sound department into the sight department.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 5 days he's come straight back from the office, locked the door, pulled the blinds, and nobody's been near him. Nobody. Just playing that high five, bathing himself in immortal sounds.
Sit down and shut the hell up.
But that was only the beginning.
Later you will hear part of the countdown.
Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. He's the first man to walk on the moon. I think that's one small step for you. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. He's the head of a large corporation. But I knew him when he was the hero of the nation. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. John Glenn. John Glenn. John Glenn. John Glenn. He's a senator from Ohio, but I knew him way back when. Oh, John Glenn. Neil Armstrong.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That's the out of sight sounds of angst. Kicking off this 11th anniversary spectacular special for Lost Discs Radio Show.
Woohoo!
Folks, all right, that's just the way it's going to be for the next hour. This is the kind of action that you're going to be digging. This is Jimmy Knight sitting in here digging it with you. And Dr. Doc Brown.
Over here on the couch.
Digging it with you
somewhere.
On the couch.
Yep.
A little bit of personal information there from Doc, as always. And right. Joe Stacks on the phonium line, as per usual.
That's right, and Joe Stacks brought to you tonight by Old German Premium Lager. The world knows Miner.
Yes. Well, all right. So we're all getting lubricated up, I suppose. Chesty is over there. I don't know what she's drinking or what she's thinking, but here we
Bud Light Lime.
Huh?
Bud Light Lime.
She's She's drinking the light beers, folks, and I guess well, that's the way things go these days. We're going to be in here now for a while. We're going to be in for actually about the next 2 hours or so. On the old shortwave radio, believe it or not, folks, 5110 kilohertz for your upper sideband underground shortwave experience. And yes, it was 11 years ago. You know, this is a big anniversary weekend, by the way, Doc.
It is?
You know, because it's also, what is the 15-year anniversary of WBCQ signing on.
Really?
Yeah, they came on back in 98.
Jeez.
All right, you digging that? So
I did not know that.
All right, so yes.
I thought they were an established institution.
Well, they are.
Well, they were. But now they are.
They weren't. Like
they weren't
in 98,
then.
They weren't a step, but they got it, and they're on the air.
Well, once we signed on, it gave them a lot of credibility.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I don't know if that's what it gave them a lot of, but. So anyways, yeah, it was, well, we kicked this thing off back in the summer of 2001. Doc, you remember those good old days?
I do.
You know, pre 9/11 days, man. Back in
right.
The days when you could just hang out and enjoy life. There were no cameras right. Like on every corner, and you could just like feel like, well, you know, the whole Orwellian thing may not be happening after all. This is great. We could just hang out and go through the drive-through as usual, and everything's cool.
Right.
Yeah. Well, then you know, some people said, well, that's just not going to happen because you know, 21st century. We started heading in a different direction now, and it's kind of creepy. But anyways, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the fact that we signed on with WBCQ back then in late August 2001. I believe our first broadcast was August 29th. It was a Friday night. We were on in the 7 p.m. time slot for many years.
Wow.
Right? And then we moved up to the 10 p.m. time slot, and here we are tonight celebrating it on a 10 p.m.
On a Friday.
Slot on a Friday. So it all comes kind of full circle, yeah. Except that we're on a different X-meter from the guys up there at Monticello, Maine. So good shout out to good old Tom Barna at the transmitter and Alan Wiener and Jennifer up there, wherever they're at, I suppose. I think they're up in Maine. It sounded like Alan was in Maine tonight. So thanks for the many years of the RF and the bandwidth and good old Cosmic Debris for putting up with us and making sure and taking care of us. And yes, Dr. Doug Brown calling CQ now in the background. And a tip of the hat, of course, to our Pittsburgh desk, who is no longer with us, Michael Ketter. He really helped to put us on the map, you know, up there on the schedule at BCQ. So there you go. We're making the rounds. Of course, now we're still doing it for Rockin' Radio. And the good old Randy Tivins, who plucked us out of obscurity and put us on his station over at rockinradio.com, where we do the shows now once a month. Okay, so yes, we kicked it off with Neil Armstrong from Angst, poor old Neil Armstrong, and we're just going to keep things moving along. What's the matter?
Oh, yeah, poor old Neil Armstrong.
Well, poor old. I mean, I'm right. Just saying, but I mean, the guy had a pretty good life there.
Yeah. I don't really think he went there, though.
Don't tell me.
There's no wind on the moon. The flag was blowing.
It was not blowing. Well, when they took off, you know, there was a little kickback from the...
Sure.
...module. So,
sure.
For years now, I've had this 45 in the collection. I've never had enough guts to play it on the air because it's pretty damn square. Really Squaresville. It's a little act called John and Robin. And, of course, this guy, John Abner, started his own label, the Abnac label. And John and Robin had a couple things on the charts. This is not one of them. It's out of 1969 now. There's an American flag on the moon. Exclusively on Lost Discs. Radio.
There's an American flag on the moon. We never looked at such a pretty moon.
It's just the beginning. The race, oh glory, will soon be all over the place.
There's an American dream in the sky.
Just look around, you'll see it flowing by.
You know that I'm proud we care, and our colors are there. Somewhere on the moon. Somewhere on the and consider from beginning of time, men have been gazing up at the moon, and we're there.
American flag on the moon. We never looked at such a pretty moon.
It's hard to imagine there isn't any end. Mercury and Venus are over the bend.
There's American chill in the air, and every single country knows a friend.
I'm proud to say the American way is up there on the moon. We're on the moon. Event, our special thanks. And to you, Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin Jr., and Michael Collins, the world salutes you.
Time to get up, get on your feet. Hear those songs, they've got the beat. America's great radio.
Rockin' Radio.
Next time you're out shopping, remember Goodyear rubber to help prevent families. I mean, Goodyear rubber tires.
little girl, she lives down on the avenue. The guy with that big 45, he likes the same little girl too. Now she's rich and she's pretty, and I can tell by the way she walks. She make a blind man see and a dumb man talk, but she is bad, bad business.
Bad, bad business.
Bad, bad business.
Bad, bad business.
Say what you want, do what you will, but she is bad, bad business for me. There's parked in the dark, I think it was one night last June. And I peeped through the window, he had this big 45. Now he pulled down on the trigger, and the thing wouldn't fire. But while he was still snapping, I tried my best to fly. But that was bad, bad business.
Bad, bad business.
Ooh, bad, bad business.
Bad, bad business.
Say what you want, do what you will, but that was bad, bad business for me. Tell me he got so mad that he made my little girl cry. Next day I found out about it and I wanted to know why. I went all the way over to his house and I stomped on his door. But I declared to the world I'll never do nothing like that no more. Cause that was bad, bad business.
Bad, bad business.
Bad, bad business.
Bad, bad business.
Say what you want, do what you will, but that was bad, bad business for me. I'm gonna go back up in the mountains and see if I can't find me a quiet girl. One that's for me by myself. Only.
Lost Discs Radio.
We do it until our megahertz.
Well, bless my soul, cause it's happened to me. The girl with the big blue eye. One little kiss, it was a heaven of bliss. And I never felt like this. Well, my face got red, and then I started to sweat. And there were chills up and down my spine. And then the one little kiss, it was a heaven of bliss. And I never felt like this. Stood there petrified and I got electrified when she pressed her lips to mine. So I packed my clothes and I hit the trail. And a good golly baby, she's right on my tail. Oh, I don't give a worry and I don't feel sorry, cause I never knew what I missed. And then the one little kiss, it was a heaven of bliss. And I never felt like this. It was a starlit night, the moon was big and bright, just like I wanted it to be. Then she took me in her arms, set me on her knee, and I knew little baby wasn't meant for me. Oh, I don't give a worry and I don't feel sorry, cause I never knew what I missed. And then the one little kiss, it was a heaven of bliss, and I never felt like this.
Cause I never felt like this.
Cause I never,
never
felt like this.
Jack Scott. Jack Scott. Doc, where would we be all these 11 years without Jack Scott?
Well, we would be with one less artist with two first names. See, a first name and a last name that both could be a first name.
I think he started that whole fetish of yours.
He might have. It's not a fetish. It's a an observation. Incredibly astute observation.
See. Like King Crimson, man.
Who?
An observation by Dr. Doc Brown. Yes, Jack Scott on the Carlton label. Never felt like this. There's a non-charting Jack Scott record for you there. A little 45 RPM right off. You could hear the scratchy vinyl. That's what we're known for, man, the scratchy, crappy vinyl. And before that, yeah, now come on, who knows what that, I'm not even going to tell you. You tell me, who was that before that?
When?
Bad, Bad Business.
Oh, I have no idea.
Come on, the Capitol label, 1956 or so.
Oh, is it the guy that sang Bebop, I Love You, Baby?
No, no, that's not a bad guess, I suppose, because...
Forgot who that was.
Gene Vincent?
Gene Vincent, right.
He was on Capitol, very good.
Right. That's all I got.
Okay, man, I'll give you another hint.
All right, go ahead.
I believe I'll get myself another big orange.
Really? Jim Nabors?
Zam.
Yes, Andy Griffith making that scene tonight on Lost Discs Radio. You know,
I was close. The synapse is fired.
He was sort of a musician, man. He was like a music teacher, sort of.
He was in a Broadway musical.
At least it got me to Harper Valley,
back up,
PTA.
Back up. Joe, what was that?
Hey, he was in a Broadway musical.
Which one?
Destry Rides Again.
Who?
Destry Rides Again. Real, like, tail end of the 50s. I think it was after he had done, like, what was it, like, No Time for Sergeants?
Yeah.
Breakthrough.
Okay.
Both as a stage show and a movie.
Yeah. Well, all right, that's cool. I mean, you know, unfortunately, we lost a lot of people in recent months. And, you know, Andrew Griffith, we just had to throw that one out there for him. But all right, now, let's see... Yes, of course, we kicked off that set with John and Robin on the yellow vinyl promo.
Waiting 11 years to play that one.
Copy. I never really had the courage to play that before.
I think you were just waiting for one of the three astronauts to die.
An American flag on the moon. Yes. Yeah, I've been drooling over that record for so long, saying, man, as soon as John Glenn kicks it, or one of those guys. Buzz or Neil, any of them. Come on, guys. No.
Michael Collins.
Terrible. That's terrible.
Module.
All right. So, no, that's not true. But anyways, well, maybe a little bit. I don't know. So we now got to kind of move. First of all, Doc, give them the email address because being the anniversary show, people might want to chime in. Well, maybe they don't give a rat's ass. But Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota has chimed in and
already
given us 73s, man. And he's got a rough copy on 5110 Keller. So
nice.
Go ahead, throw it out.
That would be Lost Discs Radio, I think. I don't even know. Honestly, it's Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com.
Yes, it
not
is.
Not show.
No. You don't...
Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com.
Right. So
all that
good
stuff,
old Filthy Phil down in Fayetteville, Arkansas tonight, getting it, you know, where he's responsible for relaying or rebroadcasting this very program on KXUA 88.3 FM.
Well, and we thank him for that.
Man, we big thanks on that, man. Good old Phil hooking us up there. Okay, and he's got nothing on 5110 kilohertz for the action. That's the way these things go. Mr. Bill checking in. Where's Chesty? Mr. Bill! She's right over there. I thought. Sorry, Chesty. Yes, Mr. Bill checking in, and boy, he...
Hey.
Yeah?
What about those kabooms out there, or whatever they're called, those sandstorms out in Phoenix? I bet Mr. Bill's taking care of that.
Yeah. But yes, always good to hear from our valued shortwave listener out there in Globe, Arizona, none other than Mr. Bill. All right. Now, speaking of people that are valued, Doc, it's time now to throw out your felicitations.
Your what?
For the Kinetic King.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
Now, this is a guy that signed our guest book a couple times, emailed in.
Longtime fan of the show.
Yeah, you know, we just never knew. This guy just would email in, use his real name, which I'm not going to... We can give his real name.
Of course you can. Yeah, sure.
Tim Fort.
Right.
And so we're just like, oh, wow, that's great. This guy, Tim, out in... I'm sorry, where's he from? I forgot his QTH.
Oh, God.
My apologies.
It's somewhere in Minnesota, right?
Okay, that sounds right. Midwest. Yeah, Minnesota. I think that's right. So... It turns out he was on...
In St. Paul.
He was on America's Got Talent and made it all the way up to the
top, semifinals. Like
yeah,
eight,
top 48 or something.
Oh, no, more than that. It was higher than that.
And anyway, we have a link...
He's a phenomenon.
...on our website, lostdiscsradio at yahoo.com. You need to go check, because I don't remember his URL, but go to lostdiscsradio at... No, yeah.
Right.
LostDiscsRadio.com. Holy Christ.
Right.
And so,
Kinetic King.
The Kinetic King, man. You got to check this guy out. You've got to see it. Forget about the website. Go to YouTube and watch this guy.
No, they need to see the website because of what he offered up to us, what he did for us.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, this guy is awesome as a performer and artist and everything that he does, and he's very altruistic and generous. He loves our show. We love his work, so that we teamed up on a little project, and right on our website is a piece of his exploding art.
Yes.
In the shape of the Lost Discs Radio Show logo. You got to see it.
No, you got to see it. Go now.
Yeah, we can't even... Thank theater you. Of the mind, you can't do it. This needs a visual.
Once again, I got to give it the correct way. Get on the browser now, right now. Go to lostdiscsradio.com. Spell the word discs with a C, right? When you get there, the first image at the top of the page, the first post, is the new animated GIF that the Kinetic King made specially for us, a little anniversary present for this spectacular show that we're doing tonight.
And then go to YouTube and just search Kinetic King and see what this guy can do.
Then you
will be blow your mind.
Okay, so we're gonna play a couple records now, a little set here for the Kinetic King.
Nice.
We're kicking it off with a group called Kinetic Energy.
Woohoo!
On the Amy label. Real quick, Joe, did you get any dirt on this group?
A little bit. With a bit of work, they also worked as the Kinetic. They were also from the Upper Midwest, from Michigan. They cut a single as the Connecticut. Connecticut. I can't say it.
They cut a single as the Kinetic Cuts.
The Kinetics cut a single. There, how about that?
Yes.
On the Studio City label in 1965.
Okay.
And then they hooked up with some bigger producers who farmed out their next single as Kinetic Energy, not just to one label, but to three, the Amy, Mala, and Bell triumvirate. I mean, they were all subsidiaries of someone, and they apparently showed up with the same single on all three labels. So, collect them all, kids.
Wow, is that right? And the A-side was a cover of the old Dale Hawkins' Susie Q, right, which we actually ended up playing about a year ago on the show, so I don't want to replay that one. We're flipping the B-side. It's a little square, but it's got some psychedelic sitar, kids. Out of Sight Sounds of Kinetic Energy going out to Tim Fort, the Kinetic King, tonight at Lost Discs Radio.
Margaret, I never ever wanted. Lost Discs Radio. 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 Why is this on?
What happened?
Was that supposed to happen?
Oh, yeah.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
You start a chain reaction. In my heart, that's pounding like a thousand drums resounding. Yeah,
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 yeah. You start a chain reaction.
KXUA88.3.
We don't mess around.
did not know that his friend, so-called, had duped his Coca-Cola with an all but lethal dosage of LSD.
Right there, covering Dylan, of course. The Rainbow Press off the Mr. G Records label.
Huh.
Okay.
Nice. Hey, congratulations, Mr. G.
Right.
By the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's one of our buddies, good old G. That old dog, man.
Whew.
That dog does hunt. So, yeah. That was a very paranoid version of As I Went Out One Morning. The whole Dylan thing, this is it, man. His album, Tempest, people are saying this may be his last work. Intentionally naming it Tempest, Chesty will tell you, because Tempest is what? In relation to what?
His final... Shakespeare.
What?
Shakespeare's final play. I don't know the order of Shakespeare. Even though I'm a Shakespeare file, I don't know the order. So I'm not really sure.
I'm just saying, people are talking that this Dylan album, Tempest, is intentionally titled that as an allusion to Shakespeare's last work, perhaps Dylan's last work.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Time will show the wiser on that. Before the Rainbow Press, there, out of 1969, by the way, it was Chain Reaction. Okay, now this was a whole set for this guy, the Kinetic King guy.
Right, Kinetic King.
Kicked it off with Kinetic Energy on the Amy label with the B-side called Margaret Ann.
Yep.
Okay, we went into a track called Chain Reaction by the Spellbinders on Columbia. They're like a mid-60s soul group there, and that's one that, by the way, hit the Bubbling Under charts, Doc.
I love the Bubbling Under.
I know. Hit number 100.
100 to 120.
Right. This one hit number 118.
Nice.
1966. They were a group out of New Jersey, and they had a couple things on the Hot 100 too, right? The Spellbinders with Chain Reaction. And then we went into this. We went into a group called Chain Reaction on the Verve Records label.
One of our favorites.
With a thing called Ever Lovin' Man. Now, why are we concerned about this group, Chain Reaction?
Now, where are they from again?
Chain Reaction?
Yeah.
I don't know, West Coast, I'm thinking.
All right.
But I'm not sure. I'm going to throw this over to Joe Stacks, let him do the honors. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, well, you know, there are several Chain Reactions scattered around the 60s.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the Verve group, but there was a group called the Chain Reaction that put out a 45 on the Date label.
Okay, hang on. It's the same group.
66, same group, okay.
Okay, and you go ahead, lay it on us.
One of their members, a guy named Tallarico, when the Chain Reaction folded up, went on to work with the last lineup of the Left Bank.
And then?
And with a group called the Jam Band.
And then?
They changed their name,
and
he changed his name.
To?
Come on, man.
Different names. They didn't have the same name. Steve Tallarico became Steve Tyler. And let's go for the Casey Kasem moment here. And the Damn Band became Aerosmith.
Wow.
Yes, that's right, folks.
It's Steven Tyler, huh?
The Steven Tyler. On lead vocals there, on that Verve record from 1967, under the name of the Chain Reaction. You dig? Right?
Wow.
Now that's what Lost Disc Radio is all about. We've been doing this now for 11 years. Come on, Chesty.
The only thing is, Steven Tyler was not a celebrity judge on America's Got Talent.
Exactly.
But close. American Idol, close. Yeah, right there, right.
I'm just saying.
Should have played some Ozzy.
I don't know.
I'm going through changes.
We do what we can around here, and that's one that we could do, all right? Hey,
Girl the Swing.
So Ken, good old Ken, is getting it up on 5110. This is giving us happy anniversary. Good reception on 5110 kilohertz from Ken in Toronto tonight. You dig that, man? And good old Mr. Bill coming back in, and he has attached a cactus photo.
Oh, of
for
course.
Chesty. He always sends
yes,
in
he does.
These cactus photos for Chesty because, you know, they're very phallic and all, and that's how he feels about Chesty. And it's not displaying. We'll pull that image up a little bit later when we can get it to display. It's so fat, I can't get it to display on the screen.
Yikes!
That good old Mr. Bill checking in at LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. All right, so we're gonna move it right along now into counting down the poll results.
Oh, nice!
Speaking of our website,
didn't we just do this?
People get over there. Like 3 months ago, we did.
All right.
People get over to our website at lostdiscsradio.com, right? And over on the right side, you'll see three record labels we always keep up there for, you know, a couple months or so, where you can vote for which one of them three do you think is the hippest looking record label. Here come the current results.
All right.
And we're
going to. I need cue music.
I am going to. Sticky after
wait a minute.
All these
I have to
music.
I gotta cue up the 45
please.
On the turntable.
Wow, you've got it broken down to decimal points now.
Yeah, because I got tired of your
32 plus
your
14
jabs and barbs
is 46
about
plus
my bad
54.
Math. My fuzzy math, dog.
45.
For the first
wow.
time, Lost Disc Radio history.
It adds up to 100. It does.
Right, I'm queuing up the record. Standby.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa,
whoa.
All right, so let's see if Doc can read off some of them results there.
I can try.
First label tonight from the...
All right, so there's what we do is you pick three. There's and somebody's got to lose, and or come in third. And for number three here, we have the Twin Town record label.
Yep.
With a whopping 9 votes.
Oh, boy.
Or 24.32%. Twin Town.
Can I get a countdown?
Lost Discs Radio.
Play super hit.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
3, 3, 3, 3.
It's the Alicite sound three, of the Novas.
All aboard.
Yeah, the Novas tonight on the Twin Town label. Number 3 on the Lost Discs Radio record poll. Dig it.
Come on, let's go now. We're going on the Nova Scotia. Get ready now. Up and down, easy now. You're looking fine. Oh, shake it up, baby.
The Novas coming at you on the Twin Town Records label, number 3 on our record label poll from the website. You digging that? All right. With a little track called Nova's Coaster, while Doc gets his act together, though.
Oh, yeah, right, here we go. Yes.
Joe, give us real quick. Joe, you dig the Novas, right? They had a record about some kind of a wrestling thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, they're probably, if you know them for anything, it's a song called The Crusher. On, you know, some wrestler called, you know, The Crusher.
Yeah, it was a real guy, right? The Crusher? Back in the...
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, he apparently, he coined a lot of terms, you know, like, maybe not pencil neck geek, but one of his things was, you turkey neck, and if you've heard the song, and so, yeah.
I think Sergeant Slaughter was pencil neck geek.
Classy Freddie Blassie.
But yeah, or the Grand Wizard.
Yeah, they're from the upper Midwest, the Minnesota area. Same, maybe not in Hibbing like old Bob Dylan, but high school. And, you know, they loved the Trash Men enough to make that sound and go with the Crusher.
Nice. Hey, why didn't the Chevy car, the Nova, ever really take hold in Mexico when they tried to sell it?
That's right. I know that one.
You've talked about this.
Yes.
Why?
Nova means no go.
Right.
See.
Oh my God! Hey, look.
A no go.
Number 2 on the poll, Doc. What's
number 2?
Shake it down for
is me. With 13 votes or 35.14% of the vote.
Huh?
Is Teen Town
the Lost Discs Radio Show, guys? Man.
Play super hit.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
The Carousel tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Teen Town label. Sight Sounds of the Carousel. For the Teen Town label that comes in number 2 from the record label poll at our website, folks, go over and dig it at LostDiscsRadio.com.
No, it was close. I mean, the margin of error, the margin of victory, really, was only 2 votes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Todd Lintown had 15 votes, as opposed to Teen Town 13. 40.54% for the number 1 record label.
All right, stand by. We're tuning up on the turntable as we speak. Did you say the name of the label, Doc?
I did not.
Lay it on.
Although,
man,
when I was younger, I did play a song on my accordion about Chicago.
Come on.
That toddling town.
Song number 1.
Yeah, the ingredients tonight. Yes, the ingredients on the toddling town label, number 1 on the poll.
You know that I've been down and blue ever since you said we were through. And I can't take my thoughts from you. Please don't leave me. If you knew I hurt that knife, I don't think you'd feel so right. Oh, I long to hold you tight. Please don't leave me. You don't seem to understand the tears in my eyes, but that's okay, 'cause there's boiling to cry. If you knew
Yep, hungry or not, it's hard to resist. The pop and sizzle of the juicy meat seems to say, come and get me, I'm done to a turn. The nice part of it is, there's one waiting for you right now.
My apologies to Chesty.
Baby don't like fancy places. She just wants to make it to the submarine races. She really
hey,
goes for gold.
Hey, buddy! Hey!
Hey! Hey, get out of here, would
hey,
you?
Hey, are you gonna go to some submarine races?
Well, that's sort of an excuse, you know.
No! Excuse?
At first she didn't know what
look,
it was
hey,
on.
Hey, buddy, I'd sure like to go along because I really like submarines.
No, you don't.
You know, I've been studying them since I've been a little whippersnapper.
No, you don't understand.
Since I've been knee-high to a periscopy.
No, actually, it's just an excuse.
Well, I've studied about all the famous ones, you know, like the Nautilus and the U2.
Well, we just go down to the beach and we sort of park by the...
Park? Well, I'll be glad to go with you and look out the window.
Well, I don't think, really, my girl would like that too much because we like...
Well, just tell her I'm just kind of like a friend, you know?
No, well, it's kind of private. There's really no races, you know what I mean?
Well, there aren't. Well, you mean you can just look at them, can't you?
No.
Like from afar, you know?
Well, see, really, what we do...
I'd like to observe them from your window if I could.
No, but you can't because we just go down and park, like, on the end of Chautauqua there.
Oh, Chautauqua.
And we, like, look at the ocean.
Look at the ocean. Well, I'd like to look at the ocean with you, fella.
No, but I look at her, and she looks at me, and we smile. And...
yeah, I'd smile, too, if I looked at you,
really
buddy. Well, anyhow, I'd sure like to come along. Now, look. If you just take me along with you, I'll do nothing but sit
in the back seat and build my Revell submarine kit race.
Well, we don't particularly want you along.
Well, look, nah, I'll be very quiet, and I'll even let you glue on my conning tower.
Well, you're not necessarily involved. Well, look,
you can... If we play a pure tone of constant intensity, you can, by moving your head slightly to the right and left, make the sound seem less or more intense. Try it.
Nobleman 4 right there. That's the one that Joe Stack sent over. I said, Joe, what do you want to play on the 11th anniversary show? He throws that one over to me. And before that, it happened to be Jan and Dean. And that's the one where I said, hey, Dr. Doc Brown, what do you want to spin on the 11th anniversary spectacular? And that's the one that he threw over. That was taken from his own stereo copy, Liberty Pressing LP of Jan and Dean sing music from the Ride the Wild Surf soundtrack.
Nice. Paid $35 for it in 1988.
Yipes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it's gone up since then, man. Yeah. It's a nice copy. And Joe, real quick, what do you want to say about the Nobleman 4?
Well, it's just a group from east of Pittsburgh in Greensburg. So maybe there were some college kids out there in that college town, going to St. Vincent's maybe. Two singles on the local Recap label. First one up was a cover of Get Out of My Life, Woman. And... this was the B-side of their second and last single. The A-side was kind of a moody ballad thing that was all right, but just didn't have a lot of zip to it.
Yeah, man.
But I Can Hear Raindrops. You know, this just sounds like they were goofing around and having a good time, and, you know, just hanging it in the ear. You know?
Yeah, man.
Nice pick.
Right off the, absolutely. Nice pick to close out the 11th anniversary spectacular for this show, folks. What can I tell you? Stand by if you're over at rockandradio.com. Of course, you want to stick around and Go listen to the RLT Archives Music Magazine for the month of September 2012 here. And a new entry on Rock and Radio, it's the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, making his debut official slot appearance on Rock and Radio.
Check that out.
And, of course, the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips over there at rockandradio.com. Check those guys out. And thanks to everybody once again for an amazing 11 years.
Here's to 11 more at 11.
All right, we'll do what we can. And we're going to stick around. If you're on the short wave, we're going to stick around for another hour. So please stand by for the legal ID. And we'll catch you next month on Lost Discs Radio. And good night and good luck, Weasley Steve, wherever you are.